Good afternoon. You're listening to Here and Now on KSTX 89.1 FM. And I'm Nathan Cohn. With me is Deirdre Saravia, the host of our world music program, heard Saturday nights at 8 o'clock. And every other week, Deirdre brings in a new artist to introduce us to some great music. Deirdre, who is it this week?
Well, first of all, this album certainly has one of the more eye-catching covers I've seen in some time. Takes a bit of time to figure it out. Oh, by the way, the album I'm talking about is Bajo Fondo Presente. You know, when I first listened to this album, I immediately thought of the Gotan Project, who play electro tango music, but Bajo Fondo definitely wish to distance themselves from that category.
How so?
Well, apparently they consider their music to be much more wide in scope than just electro tango music.
Okay, so let's hear something of what we're talking about.
Well, they start out, interestingly enough, with five instrumental tracks. Then it's the sixth before you get to a song, Pena en mi Corazón.
Brand new release, Bajo Fondo Presente. That was Pena en mi Corazón. Tell me more about the group.
Well, their founders are Gustavo Santaolalla from Argentina and Juan Campodónico from Uruguay. Including those two, Bajo Fondo have 8 core members, but this recording has been augmented by a huge orchestral section.
Well, that leads into maybe hearing one of those instrumental tracks.
Well, how about one of those opening ones? Pide Piso.
Pide Piso from Bajo Fondo Presente. The album cover is certainly striking, and you can see it online at our website, tpr.org. Is there any sort of theme or idea behind the CD?
Well, Gustavo says he conceived it as a trip with lots of emotional landscapes, as well as geographical and musical ones, not unlike Lojo's latest release.
Which you can also find on our website. All the musicians are seasoned performers, so when did this group form?
Well, this all started when Santaolalla and Campodónico, they got together in a studio with a group of musicians to make an album. This was their first one in 2002. Now, this was so successful, people wanted to see and hear them, but they didn't have a band as such. So over a 3-month period, they assembled their touring band. What about another track here? Oigo Voces. It's completely different to all the other tracks. It's sung a cappella.
Oigo Voz from Bajo Fondo Presente by Bajo Fondo. This is a pretty big CD, isn't it? Lots of stuff.
Well, it certainly is. There's 21 tracks in all. In fact, it is a great CD just to put on and let it run. It's highly entertaining and very sophisticated.
Well, where's our last sample coming from?
Well, it's a mostly instrumental milongón.
Milongón by Bajo Fondo. Their brand new release is Bajo Fondo Presente. And they played South by Southwest. Did you get to see them or interview them?
No, sadly, I didn't. Didn't get to see them at all. See, they're really famous. And so they're surrounded by lots of red tape barriers. I did try. But unfortunately, it was not to be.
Well, hopefully you'll get to hear them one day. You can hear more from Bajo Fondo Saturday nights at 8 o'clock on World Music with Deirdre Saravia. Deirdre, thanks for bringing this album in.
As always, it was a pleasure.
Don't forget, you can follow Deirdre on Twitter at TPR World Music for more news from the world of world music.